Welcome to the Rev Farmer Tim Show, sponsored by Old St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. Today's episode, why a podcast and what does Rev Farmer Tim mean? Welcome to the Rev Farmer Tim podcast. So why a podcast? Well, for some time, actually for a couple of years now, I've been thinking about making a podcast that gives people the opportunity to reflect and think about the way that God works in the ordinary moments of our life and provides extraordinary experiences through those. So finally, believe it or not, with the effects of the coronavirus and causing social distancing and many of us to stay at home, I figured now is the time to create the opportunity for people to have a podcast that they can listen to, do some spiritual reflection, and spend some time looking in their own life and the ways that God is working in the ordinariness of an everyday experience to give us expressions of the way God works, which I believe is through an experience of grace, through an experience of love, through the gift of peace, through the gift of redemption, through the reality of joy, and especially in hope. So I figured it would give me the opportunity to share with you some of my stories, and hopefully that will inspire some reflection for you in your own stories. Now, why the idea of a podcast titled The Rev Farmer Tim? Well, a little of my history. I am an Episcopal priest. I serve the parish Old St. Andrew's Episcopal Church located in Bloomfield, Connecticut. And I'm a reverend, so hence the Rev title. And I'm also a person with a doctorate. I have a PhD in theology. And so I like talking about this kind of stuff. And my side gig, so to speak, is being a hobby farmer. And actually, I'd say it's more like my family together were hobby farmers. We have a little place in North Granby, Connecticut, that has 3.5 acres. We have goats, a donkey. We've borrowed some cows to help keep the pasture grass low. 4 dogs. We have 2 cats. We have chickens, some ducks. And I love every part of the reality of getting back to Mother Nature, to growing one's own food, for collecting eggs from the chickens and the ducks, spending time with the animals and watching how they are signs of grace in their own particular way. And so I give thanks for that. And I find that on so many instances of when I'm doing the hobby farming thing, that God gives me an expression of God's presence in some of those really kind of ordinary, everyday moments. So for some time, I've been doing these little snippets of videos called, "Hey, everybody, this is Rev Farmer Tim," and I would highlight something, maybe show a selfie of the cow standing next to me, whatever it might be. And in some of those moments, I just really found that the presence of God was deeply resonating in my heart. So here I am. So what I want to do with this podcast is provide the opportunity to just do some self-reflection and how God is present in my life and share that with people that I care about, people I love, and to share it with people that I maybe don't even know yet and hope that these stories will inspire your own stories. So let's get started with it. Let's see where this takes us. Let's spend some time together through the gift of technology and use technology in one of its positive ways to allow us to share our stories, especially since we, most of us, not all of us, but most of us are kind of quarantined at home because of stay-home ordinances that have been issued and the reality that we want to try to lower the curve on this pandemic that we're experiencing with the coronavirus and give us an opportunity to share together, even though we're apart in as far as in-person moments. So with that said, I hope that you will mark this, subscribe to this free podcast, and use it as an opportunity to listen to some stories, to maybe share your own story with somebody else. And eventually, I hope that maybe we'll get some interviews going where we will invite people in to share their stories, to tell a little bit about what's going on in their life, and to reflect on how God works in ways that can sometimes go really, if we're not careful, they can go unnoticed. So with that said, we're going to cover topics from things like food, church, what it means to be the church in the 21st century, talk a little bit about how we might experience God on a hike, out in the barn, doing the farm chores, talk about how God is present in music and what music does for us, to share on occasion some spiritual stories, to hear some poetry or some theological treaties or whatever it might be that gives us the opportunity to focus our minds, to spend a little time thinking about how God works and invites us into making our story the part of somebody else's story and vice versa, making somebody else's story part of our story and recognizing that in our community life, whether in person or through live streams or podcasts, we are able to come to know more fully how God is present for each of us. So to get things started, let me just share a quick personal story as part of the first episode of the Rev Farmer Tim Show. A few weeks back, before we were in the midst of all of the kind of craziness or the new normal of facing what the coronavirus has been affecting us with, my son Aiden and I were out in our field, out towards the front of our property, just outside the barn, and we were doing some work on a bobcat. Now, for those of you who don't know what a bobcat is, it's a big piece of machinery. This one in particular has four big tires and a big bucket on the front. Got all kinds of hydraulics. It's something we borrowed from a friend named Alan. He's another farmer. He actually is a professional farmer, and he's one who helps provide food and local resourcing of agricultural things so that we can have quality, locally made product that is good for us. So Alan had let us borrow this machine because, believe it or not, having cows and a donkey and goats, you have to learn how to deal with manure. So we had a big manure pile outside of our barn, and we were pushing that pile out of the way. And at one point, we had stopped the machine and called it a day, and we were going back out the next day to use the machine, and we went to turn it up, to start it, and it wouldn't start. So we figured, it must be some sort of battery issue or something. So we opened up the back end where you can access the battery and the terminals that allow the battery juice to flow to the machine. And we were kind of messing around, looking at it, cleaning some things off, cleaning off the terminals for where the battery connects to the machine. And along came our donkey, Bo. Now, Bo is new to our life in the sense that we've had him for about a year, rescued him from a pretty difficult situation. And so he has been here for coming up just about on a year. And so we were with Bo out in the field, and he kind of was doing his thing, kind of interested in what we were doing with this piece of machinery. And he came up really close. And, you know, with a donkey, with big animals like cows, you always got to pay attention to, you know, what they're might be thinking, what their actions might be. Are they upset by something? Are they excited about something? So he came up, and I was literally leaning down, looking into the back end of this machine. And he came up, and He got his head really close, and then he stuck his nose down by where I was working and kind of sniffed out the situation. He kind of leaned towards me a little bit, looked at me, and wanted me to scratch his side of his head and scratch between his ears. And Aiden and I were just sitting there, we're watching him, saying, "What's he doing? What's this all about?" And we waited a little bit to make sure that he wasn't startled by anything. And after a little bit, he kind of picked his head up, kind of looked at me, and then stuck his head on my shoulder, kind of in his own way of, I think, expressing a hug. Just set his head right on my shoulder and let it sit there and just watched us work. Now, Aiden and I, you know, first we started laughing like, wow, isn't this amazing that this donkey wants to join us or help us out in our work on this machine. But one of the things that I found significant in that moment was not only the, how do you say it, the emotional, although I'm sure many people would argue about animals and emotion, but the connectedness that we had with this donkey. I mean, it was very obvious that he was showing affection. He was leaning his head on my shoulder. He wanted me to pet him. You know, he was relaxed, and he just seemed to be enjoying our company. So we smiled about that, laughed about it, gave him a couple treats. And after that moment kind of was finished, and we got the machine started, and Bo was on his way back up to the barn, and Aiden and I were standing there, it dawned on me that it's moments like that that inspire us to know the gift of love, because a lot of things were taking place in that moment. Not only did we have the affection of our animal, who's a pet, who we love, but I also want to recognize that Aiden and I had this bonding moment as a father and a son working on a machine, talking to each other, sharing stories, and then being surprised by the affection of this animal who just wanted to be with us. Put his head down on my shoulder and just was like, "Hey, I'm here to help you out. I want to be with you guys." And in that moment, I recognized how important it is for us to hold on to one of the greatest gifts that I think God gives us, and that is the connection with another being and the opportunity to be present to one another. And so I was thankful that night as I was reflecting on my day. I was thankful for the gift of my son and what he means to me and how much I love him and how much he loves me, and that we can share in moments like that, and to give thanks for other of God's creatures that are able to share with us, be present with us, and to live into this gift of life we've been given. Now, why do I feel that's important? Well, because right now we are in unprecedented times. We are facing the reality of social distancing. I mean, those two words didn't really even tend to be on anybody's radar until we started experiencing the pain of this coronavirus. And so here we are, many of us kind of stuck in our various home situations, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. At least for me, I can say it's great to be spending more time with my kids, working from home, spending more time with my wife, even though she's still at a job that's essential. It's in agriculture, and so she has to be still going to work on a regular basis. And so we're able to have time together, but I'm also recognizing how much I miss my social connection to my parishioners, to friends, to colleagues, all the different things that it was so easy to take for granted. I'm now realizing how important and special those are. And so in the midst of what we're facing now with coronavirus and social distancing and live stream worships and podcasts, I just want to invite you to spend a little moment, maybe take 5 minutes to meditate, to drink your cup of coffee and think about how your life is blessed and how there are things in our lives that we can take for granted if we're not careful. So I'm grateful. I'm thankful that I'm blessed with a wonderful family, with a wonderful farm, with a beautiful, wonderful community known as Old St. Andrews. And I want to invite you into that. Once we get past the craziness of this whole social distancing thing, I hope you will join me. Come to church. Come over to Old St. Andrews. Not coming to church because there's some sort of rule that says you have to, or that God is commanding you to do so, but so that we can live into and appreciate and give thanks for the gift of being able to be present to one another. So today, I hope that you will find some way to be present to another human being, hopefully someone in your family, but if you live by yourself, I'm hoping that you have a pet, or like a dog or a cat, maybe a farm animal that you can be connected with. And if not, you know, reach out, give me a call, and let me know how you're feeling. If you're isolated or grieving the fact that you're not with other people out in the community, let's talk about it. Let's spend some time in conversation and at least be connected that way. So that's what I'm inviting all of us to today, is an opportunity to reflect on our connections or where we are longing to be connected and finding ways that we can make that possible and celebrate that God has gifted us with being able to be present, to be connected, to share in the gifts that God has given us. Okay, my friends, this is the first episode of the Rev Farmer Tim Show. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I'm going to close this out with a little bit of the intro music that I had at the beginning, give you a little bit longer run of listening to that, and I'll look forward to seeing you, or maybe I should say talking with you on the next episode of the Rev Farmer Tim Show. God bless.